Recording with a family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Bonuses. Weren't they meant to be a carrot? And based on performance, these days some people feel like they are a guarantee. With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Goldman Sachs, Wall Street's top firm, has announced that it has set aside $16.7 billion for compensation and benefits in the first 9 months of 2009. That, let me crunch the numbers for you, is up 46% from a year ago, and according to the New York Times, is enough to pay each of its workers $527,192 for the period. Understandably, this is generating controversy. It's generating some anger, too. Let me try and put this in perspective, and then you can take an assessment and figure out how you feel about this. Compensation is based on performance, and I've got to tell you, Goldman has performed well, but its number is far greater than any other bonus figure on Wall Street. Now, as I said, bonuses, they really weren't meant to be a guarantee. They were the carrot, and they were based on performance. The problem with Wall Street bonuses structure is that they're paying people anyway. They get paid for selling the stock, for the transaction, when you lose money on it. So where's the risk involved in their job? Bonuses used to be used to motivate performance that falls to the bottom line. Now, they get paid irrespective of profits. These are negotiated bonuses that they bet on getting at the end of the year. It's a good idea to incent people. Don't get me wrong. I strongly believe in it. But there has to be an incentive that is performance-based. Main Street believes that these bonus rewards should be tied to our rewards, and that would motivate the Wall Street brokers to do the right thing and get us back on our feet, right? Rather than just increasing the activity, where the rich keep getting richer, though you lost your money. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.